My Rebbe, Reb Henich, Yochanan Avracha, once said a shmooze. He once said, the Medrash says that that when David HaMelech davens to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, Shema Tfilas, listen to my Tfilas, Shavu Lizoni, listen to my prayers. And so the Medrash says, you listen to Hagar. You listen to Hagar in Parshas Vayera. Kadosh Baruch listens to Hagar. He davened, he saved Yishmael. So you should listen to me. And if the Medrash says Yom Taina, well, Hagar is special. She was a Gioris. She was all by herself. She was out in the desert. She pushed was an umlala. She had nothing. She was desperate with nothing, no help, no family, nothing to save her. David HaMelech says, I'm also a ger. I also have nothing. I'm also completely dependent on you. I'm also absolutely without any recourse other than you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my Rebbe explained, could you imagine, David HaMelech, on his throne, with all the power of the government behind him, says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm also just like Hagar. She has nothing on me when it comes to listening to my tefillah, because I have the same dependency. I am the same umlala. I am the same ger. I'm completely helpless without any recourse other than you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you listen to Hagar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please listen to me too. Shmuel from my Rebbe. The person, Yiltaina, look, it's the dependency in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows us to feel havana, kavana, and that's what causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to our tefillos. I have that too. I have that. Even at the height of his kingdom, David HaMelech claims, I have that too. He was able to say that. This is what you need to daven. And you could do it, even if you're a melech. Certainly if you're not a melech. Certainly if you're dependent on Kadosh Baruch, certainly you have needs. Which leads us to, I think, a better understanding of the Rashi there on Sukkim right there. What does the Pasuk say? Kadosh Baruch listen to the Kol Hanar. Who does Kadosh Baruch listen to? Rashi says, you know the Chevra, you saw the Rashi, right? What does he say? Kol Hanar. And Rashi brings the Medrash. Mikan sheyofa tfilas achayla mitfilas achayim alav. Therefore, we see that the chola, his tefillah comes first. Pashup Shatna Rashi, there's nobody who could daven for the chola like the chola could daven for himself. That's remarkable. What if you got Rav Moshe Feinstein to daven for you, Chevra? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is a friend of Racha. What if you got the Vilna Gaon to daven for you? What if you got Rabbi Akiva Eger, or Rabbi Akiva, or Moshe Rabbeinu? That's an amazing chazal. There's nobody who can daven for you like yourself if you're a chola? David HaMelech, who says, I can be just like Hagar, he can't do for you what you can do for yourself if Rachman Aslan, you're a chola. How could that be? How could that be? The Chiddush Radal says over there, the Fei Toar says, Ki hu mispalel mitoch tzarosa. He davens from his pain. The kor of Hashem, l'nishbashev, Hashem is close to these people who have a broken heart. A Kaddish Baruch Hu. So David HaMelech, because he was like Hagar, but Hagar wasn't the answer like Ishmael. David HaMelech can't do for you what you can do for yourself. Could you be masik? At a difficult time, once my father, Zichron Avraham, who you know was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Rabbi David Varsha, Rabbi David Leibowitz, he once said to me, people sometimes have tzaras. They go for brachas. They go this Rebbe, they go that Rebbe. He said to me, this is a hashkafa of our B'nai Torah. There's no Rav, there's no Rebbe who can do for you what you can do for yourself. That was his lima to me. And this is the yesod you see here in the Rashi. There's nobody who can do for a cholo what a cholo can do for himself. So where does that come from? How could that be? I'd say the Chafetz Chaim, people used to come to the Chafetz Chaim and ask for brachas. He says, I can give you a bracha. It's not that he was stingy about brachas. I can give you a bracha. But he says, no bracha I can give you, like if you sit and I learn a Blat Gemara. The brachas in a Blat Gemara are greater than anything you can give me. If you have a good question, please, Rabbi Hanke, you'll ask it, right?
I was curious. Do you mind where? Which
pasuk? Could you speak up? It's a little hard for me to hear you. Could you?
The pasuk is the Rashi. I don't know if I have a question.
It's Perikuf Aleph pasuk Yud Zayin. That's the Rashi that Kol Hashem listened to the Kol Anar. Right, and the next pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told. So what's remarkable about it, Chaver, the kaiches we have, and the kaiches we have to take care of ourselves. I mentioned the Chafetz Chaim. There's no bracha. So the Chafetz Chaim, can't you have a bracha? Like you sit and learn a Blat Gemara. You know, I've had Balabatim coming to my shurim, who spent thousands, tens of thousands of dollars running to Eretz Yisrael, to a Bakubel, to get brachas for their business and advice. I had once a Shaila. He didn't have so much money, and the Bakubel wanted $30,000. Right? That's not that's a lot of money for a bracha, Chaver. Right? Can you imagine the bracha you get for 30 grand? Right? Who knows? You know, maybe you win a lot over that kind of a bracha, right? He came to me with a shaila. So I looked into it. I actually spoke to Rabbi Welcher. He asked him if he knew about this Makubel. You know, he says he thinks he's on the up and up. I'm assuming the money went, let's assume he Donald Kapsu went to a good place. But you could do a lot of misses with $30,000, Chevra. And I think Al-Pi the Chafetz Chaim, you could probably get a lot of schushim. I don't know. I don't want to be disparaged the brocha of a gadol. It's certainly alti birchas hedjit kal defanecha, right? Even the brocha of light, as Sfurna says. But don't minimize your own brochas. Don't minimize what we can do. Don't minimize the opportunities we have to grow with the kaychas we have within ourselves. But there's another Rashi in this parsha. Rashi further says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to speak to Avram Avinu, and he's giving him some very unsettling news. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu, and he says to him, he's going to tell him to take his Ben Yochid, his special son Yitzchak, and his guest Meshechtim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, and he says, what does he answer? Hineni. I'm ready. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu says, Hineni, I'm ready to go. And what does Rashi there say? It's a lashon of anivus and zimun. Chevra, what should he have answered? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu starts talking to you, you say, I'm busy, call back later. What do you expect anybody to say? Trust me, Chevra, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls you on the phone. Do not hang up. And do not say you're busy. You take the phone immediately and you said, yes, I go. What is the shvach of Avram Avinu that he takes a message from Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, hey, I'm ready to go. Okay, saddle up. What would you expect? Would anybody sitting here do any different? What do you expect them to say? So what's Platon and Rashi, Chaver? I was discussing this Rashi a few years back when I was in Eretz Yisrael, visiting my son, Rabbi Ephraim Leib, and he introduced me to, through Mishpacha, to Rabbi Ami Noam, who's Rosh Yeshiva in Ramat Eshkol there, and I mentioned the Rashi, so he pointed me to an Eben Ezra, first Eben Ezra in Sefer Yonah. Eben Ezra says, what was Yonah thinking? Run away, right? You run away, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where was he going? Where was he going? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu catch up with him? Ebenezer says he is sowed. It doesn't say he ran, he was borach lifnei Hashem. He says, mi lifnei Hashem. He says, you can't get a nevuah if you're not mesugal for it, if you're not ready for it. All the nevi'im, you have to be in the darga to be ready for it, to get a nevi'is. Yonah understood he can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But just like Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go to save Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim because he would hurt his brother Aaron, Al Achaz Kama Vakama, Yonah did not want to get Ninveh to do tshuva. which, by the way, the Alter and the Shmu says that was the king was Mitzrayim, who knew all about tshuva. He was the paro from Mitzrayim. He did not want to jeopardize Klal Yisrael. So he did the only thing he could do, make it impossible. He's not ready to, he's not mesugal to hear. I can't hear a Nevius. I can't hear it. I don't hear it. You have to be ready for it. That's the pshat in the Rashi. When Rashi says that Avram Avinu says Hineni, yes, he hears it because he's ready to hear it. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, in his Sefer Mesillas Yesharim, says a person in this life has to be like a soldier. A soldier is on the go. You eat what you can eat, you sleep what you can eat, and you're always ready for the enemy. Otherwise, you're not in a good shape. He cut from the front, he come from the back, he come around, right? Life is like that, Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. If you're not ready to say Hineni, it's a Lashon Zimen. I don't think Rashi, I think you have to say, Chaim, you can check it out. Pshat Rashi doesn't mean Lashon Zimun, that he means I am now ready. Lashon Zimun, I was ready. Lashon Zimun, I was ready for this. I heard the Tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm always ready. Hashem may talk to me, send messages. Rebbe Zichron of Rocha used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us direction stickers. But if your ears are not listening, you'll never hear the message. You'll never get the message. Your voicemail will not deliver it. It won't even record it. You'll never know HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to you if you're not Mukhan and Mezuhan. I'm ready. Where's it coming? What's my job? What do I have to do? Where do I have to go? I think that's, you have to say that's Pshat and Rashi, which is really interesting because, you know, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yudalid is called Brocha Shem Bo Shem Malchus, Sein Brocha. Brocha Tah, you say Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Elokeinu is Lashon Melech. You leave out the word Melech, Malchus, you're not Yosef Brocha. Either Hashem, Ado Hashem, you're not Yosef Brocha. It's Rav and Rav Yechanan, Gemara, I think it's Memam Beis and Brochas. Why is that? The Gemara in Bracha says, and Dav Zayin, until Avram Avinu, no one referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Lashon of Adnus. No one. What does that mean? Rav Shimon Schwab, and I saw Rav Tzadik also says, what it means is, a melech is a sovereign. He rules the world. Everybody understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the world, everything there is. It's in control. You're a subject. You have to fall into line. But an adon worries about his property. A master worries about his avodim. An adon cares about the things he's in control of. That's a completely different relationship between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the human. Avram Avinu was the first to say it. I was surprised. Rav Shimon Schwab, Zichron LeBrocha, in his Sefer, says, and that's Rav Tzadik also learns, that's why this is the first parsha you see that Avram Avinu is davening against a gzeir from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to save stone. You don't see it before. You don't see Noach davening. You don't see in the Torah anyone davening to overturn a gzeir. Because it's only Avram Avinu who appreciated Adlus, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cares and is, he's my master. I can go to him for what my personal needs. I can go to him. Avram saw that. The truth is the Rashba, if you look in the Rashba, in Yaakov quotes over there in the Gemara Brachos, he has the same kasha. He says, hard to say that Shem, Be'ever, and all the other Gedolei Yisrael didn't have it, but certainly Avram Avinu was the first one to do this in the world, to explore, saying to the world, you're not tully on the mazolos, you're not tully on where you were. That's why, for example, what was Hagar? How did Hagar, who was the princess, daughter of Paro, how did she land up in Avram Avinu's house, Chevra? You remember the Rashi? Rashi Chumash says, because Paro, her father, said, better she be in a house where she sees Nisim than she be a prince, a shivcha, which is a very low level, however, a second wife, not even, you know, she could get kicked out at any time, as she did twice. Better she should be there in the house of Nisim than a princess in the house of Paro. Did anybody ask Hagar her opinion about that? How do you explain that? What's that? Very nice, but Chevra, you have a choice. Okay, princess or shivcha? Easy choice, right? What was Paro thinking? Because in all of society, and it's true in a lot of society today, a person, and certainly this was true in Roman times, a person's fate is tied up and decided the moment he's born, and there's nothing you could do to change it. But in a house of Nisim, you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with man, that all falls away. You could do anything. You have the kayach and the bechira in life to reach godless. Paro saw that. And it's better for a person to appreciate what his opportunities are in Ruchnius than to be the richest woman in the world. Didn't matter. This was the Adnus that Avraham Avinu introduced to the world. Avraham Avinu taught the world that there's Adnus and that you can do anything, and therefore you can even daven k'neged gzeir. In fact, the Zohar says that you don't find Avraham Avinu, even himself, davening for a child. But Yitzchak says v'yeta. You don't find that lashon in the Torah, implying that it was only till once Avraham Avinu realized there's Adnus that I can daven, and that's how he learns. I'm learning that the pshat is that when the chamim were mitzaking, the avos were mitzaking tefillah, they taught us we can change the world. We can change our fate. We have the keiches within us to change anything. But you got to be ready for it. You got to be hineni. I'm ready. I see it. I come it. If you're not aware of the possibilities, they go right by you. You'll never see it. That's the lashon of the Mesillas Yesharim. You'll never see it. You'll never notice it. With opportunities, it can't be. And that's the kind of Sarah. When Sarah heard the malachim, say, even they didn't know she knew they, she didn't know the malachim. So somebody said gave you a crazy bracha. I'm 90 years old and I should have a child. What are you out of your mind? Is it impossible? Probably. But you should say amen. That's how the Ramban learns. The possibilities are limitless once you understand Adon. And in fact, the Radal over here, the Medrash says that Hagar was a Ketani Amunah because the Malach, and she knew what Malach was. She lived in the house of Ram. She knew what a Malach was. The Malach says to Hagar, pick up the boy and give him the drink. You'll see the well. She first went to the well. She didn't believe it. She couldn't be Makabel. The impossibility, I'm in the desert. Yeah, I saw well. There's probably not water there. The idea that a Malach can tell you the most outlandish thing and you might not believe it, you have to be ready, Chevra. People go through lives and the most remarkable things happen. Go right by you if you're not mezumas for it, if you're not ready to say hineni. A person has to open his eyes to look around. But once he does that, he sees things that are really beyond bizarre. Remarkable things happen all the time around our lives. The more you open to it, the more you see it, the more you appreciate it. And beyond that, the keiches that we have to grow for ourselves, there's no one who will give you a blat gemara like you can learn a blat gemara. There's no one who will make you a bal musar unless you make it yourself. And there's no one who can daven for yourself like yourself. The schusim that we have, you know, we learn in yeshiva about etzelem elokim. And we're always thinking, got to treat the next guy neighbor like etzelem elokim. Kevin, you also have to treat yourself like etzelem elokim. I think the Lush and the Mishli is Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto. I think it's the Rabbah. Tzadik knows how his behemoth looks. The Rabbah there says, person has to treat himself also like you treat your neighbor. You worry about your neighbor's ruchnias chevra. We need to worry about our own ruchnias also. The keiches we have are great, but we need to be aware of them, the possibilities, and treat ourselves with the respect and the derech eretz that we would treat other people, because the keiches are unlimited, and Moshe Rabbeinu, al pi chazal, can't do for us what we can do for ourselves, chevra. This is the godless. There's a few thoughts I wanted to share with you from the parasha, chevra. Nice to see you all. Feel free to ask questions. Nice to see you. Please send regards to my family members. I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Absolutely, I will send my father-in-law.
Please. Please, your wife is also a cousin, you know. Say hello. Say hello to everybody in the family or your extended family. Nice speaking with you, Chevra. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.